Here at the United Soybean Board's Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue, I'm with George Nagel with Synlawn, one of the exhibitors here, and also Synlawn was one of the companies that was highlighted in a new video that was just released, Red, White, and Bio-Based. With me is George Nagel again. George, why don't you tell me first, well, what is Synlawn and what do you do?
Synlawn is a synthetic grass company that is specifically for landscape applications. Those landscape applications obviously are common area landscape, but we do a lot of pet areas and playgrounds, golf greens. Now we do a lot of indoor applications like agility centers. Our sister company is AstroTurf, and they focus on the fields, athletic fields. Landscape is pretty much everything outside of fields.
See, so give me a little background on your company. I mean, how old are you, and when did you start getting into this business?
Sure. Our company, we focused on providing, designing products and marketing to the landscape industry. Company started in 2003, and we have 60 distributors across North America. 15 of them are in Canada, and they spread anywhere between California and New York.
So tell me about the growth in the artificial grass market right now.
Sure. Well, there's been tremendous growth, particularly because of the water issues. The product is green in its application, and we were talking about how it's green in its manufacturing now. So there's a real need for it in certain areas. And then if you understand that people don't want to spend their leisure time maintaining grass, especially when grass looks like this. It feels real. It looks real. Different textures, you can really dial in what you want, and it maintains that way all year long. So people have always understood the use of turf in their yards. It just wasn't acceptable until it looked real and can withstand the outdoor conditions. We offer 15-year warranties on our products.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, now what are the besides the fact that you don't have to use water to water your grass, what are some of the other environmental benefits of using this kind of a product in your home, I guess?
Well, no question. The water is the most quantifiable measure. But there is a lot of people don't understand most of the emissions coming, that the CO2 emissions that are coming from small engines from lawnmowers and small equipment like that. Also, the spillage alone in refueling that equipment is about 17 million gallons a year. That is a higher number than the Exxon Valdez, but we don't talk about that. Also, the runoff from the fertilizers, fertilizer runoff from people's yards getting into sewer systems and the high nitrate from that. We work with a lot of waterways like the Chesapeake Bay here in trying to provide a solution for that.
What do you think about being involved in this event here today at USDA?
It's tremendous. As Doug mentioned, it is the way that we educate purchasers. That is probably our biggest threshold that we have to pass. So.
How can people find out more about Synlawn?
The best way to do it is our website, synlawn.com.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd like to thank the USB and the USDA for holding this event. It's been very good for us to be able to interact with the other vendors and the other government employees.
All right, excellent. Well, once again, that's Synlawn. If you want to find out more about that, I'm looking at this stuff right now, and it does look like real grass. And don't have to mow it, don't have to water it, don't have to control weeds on it.
That's right.
Sounds like a deal all the way around. It's got a lot of benefits. Here at the USB Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C., I'm Cindy Zimmerman.